Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we've talked about a few interesting things here tonight. You're welcome to comment on any of those. Everything from taking LSD in micro doses for breakfast to apparently it's illegal to curse in Virginia, and it has been for quite a while. That law has just been, I guess, enforced a little bit tighter, or I guess updated in Arlington, Virginia. We talked about the Liberland. There's been another arrest in Liberland just today. And further, now internet is going to be subsidized for poor people. So you can comment on any of those things if you'd like. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you want to talk about Rand Paul's tax plan, which is the first, I didn't know that, you know, as a supposed libertarian, that he would have such a thing. So I guess that's another strike against him as far as his supposed liberty-orientedness.
Oh, God, anybody wants to, you know, somebody's running for government, they're going to be talking about how
like
to fund government.
Harry Brown's tax plan, which was to close the IRS and then sell off pieces of the building after he takes a wrecking ball to it in order to help pay out people's Social Security funds. So anyway, let's go to another story. This is from Fortune Magazine. It's about Open Bazaar. Its story says here, it could be America's most dangerous tech startup. Reports emerged last week that venture capital giants Andreessen Horowitz and Union Square Ventures are investing $1 million into Open Bazaar, an online platform where users can buy and sell pretty much anything using the digital currency Bitcoin. If this sounds all too familiar, recall the Silk Road, the Bitcoin marketplace that U.S. authorities shut down last year for facilitating drug sales. Its rise and dramatic fall is the stuff of dark fiction, and I would argue that Open Bazaar is much worse. Now, again, this is the author at Fortune. I think Open Bazaar is a wonderful idea, and we've had one of the founders on to talk about it from one of the Bitcoin conventions we attended. I think he was at Austin.
Sam?
Yeah, Sam. No, he was in Orlando, wasn't he? Coins in the Kingdom. Unlike its predecessor, Open Bazaar is completely decentralized and exists wholly within the network of users themselves. In other words, even if a criminal buys guns over the peer-to-peer system, he can't be shut down without shutting down every computer in the network, which isn't really feasible since there's no central hub for law enforcement to target. So let me restate what that means here. So for those of you who are familiar with file sharing, you know that with like a torrent, for instance, or these other sort of file sharing networks out there, there's files that are on computers all around the world, let's say dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of computers, depending on the file and how popular it is. And then when you go and you request the torrent for that file, the torrent simply links you into all of those computers, and then those computers are the ones that send you the data. The data does not exist on some central computer. Normally when you click, let's say you're downloading
anything else, right?
Let's say you're downloading our archive of the show tonight. You're downloading that from a central resource. You're downloading it from the folks over at SoundCloud. And if SoundCloud's server goes down, then you're going to have a difficult time receiving that file. Now, thankfully, we have other files on other servers to decentralize that somewhat. But Open Bazaar decentralizes sales. It decentralizes a marketplace. So Silk Road was operated on a server in Iceland. I think it was Iceland. And that was some computer sitting in a rack somewhere, and the federal government somehow, we still don't know how, found out where this thing was, and they demanded to get a copy of the server from the company that was operating the server farm, basically. And they were able to do that. With Open Bazaar, the entire marketplace itself is not on one computer. It's on as many computers are running this Open Bazaar software. So like file sharing or like Bitcoin, this is a decentralized marketplace,
right,
that in theory can be anonymized. Now, they did say that the initial versions would not be anonymous, so I don't know if they've gotten to that part yet with Open Bazaar's development. But when it's done and it's not yet done, but when it's ready, it will be an anonymous service where you can, you can sell openly if you want.
I'm sorry, the way you're saying that, like when it's ready, it's like, you know, are you saying I can dodge bullets? No, I'm saying when you're ready, you won't have to.
maybe you want to be anonymous, maybe you won't. So some sellers don't have to be anonymous on this system,
right.
but you would be able to do that, and there would essentially be nobody who could tell you that you couldn't do it. Is
right.
My understanding. So the people who are programming Open Bazaar,
it's like the Kazav drugs.
They want to, because that's an old file sharing service. The people who are programming this essentially are just programming a solid marketplace app. They won't be able to approve or disapprove of any markets that are opening or
right.
any products that are being sold there. The company has repeatedly tried to make it clear, according to Fortune, that it isn't trying to create a Silk Road 3.0, and developer Brian Hoffman told Business Insider that the company wouldn't tolerate so-called misuse of the platform. Yet it's unclear of how the company would prevent illegality, given its diffused architecture and professed desire to stay out of their users' way. And further, the Open Bazaar people said they won't be taking a cut either. So that would insulate them from any accusations of benefiting financially from any sales of any drugs or guns or something like that that might go on. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be charged criminally for running this thing. I think they are running a significant risk by having their real names associated with programming this particular software. So kudos to them for having the courage to put this thing out there.
I'd love to know what they could necessarily do to somebody just for creating software that would create an open marketplace.
Well, look what they did to Ross Ulbricht.
Ross Ulbricht, sold drugs on his marketplace, encouraged people to sell them.
I think a better analogy, Ian, would be Reason.com.
What do you mean?
The comments, being attacked over the comments on their website, that's a better analogy.
Yeah, so Reason's in hot water. They're having to turn over information to the federal court system over regarding the IP addresses of the users
right.
on their commenting system.
Yeah, well,
because some commenters threatened a judge. You know, and it's
allegedly.
Like you can't. You know, oh yeah, allegedly, and you can't. Well, no, it's not really allegedly. It happened. Some commenters on their website threatened a judge, can you be charged for what? I mean, they've tried this over and over again to hold websites responsible for what the users do. It just doesn't work that way. Sorry, guys. You know, it's like, oh, somebody ran an ad on Google for something we don't like. You know, like, it's Google. You're in violation of the law. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. That doesn't mean they won't be able to get away with it at some point. But for right now, Open Bazaar is still being developed. And while Hoffman could be right that Open Bazaar will revolutionize online commerce, its business model could also potentially threaten America's tech industry. The wild and uncontrollable nature of Open Bazaar's technology, especially if it winds up being used to facilitate terrorism.
Oh no, it's wild and uncontrollable.
How does it facilitate terrorism exactly? I'm not clear on that. Anybody got? If you can figure that one out, please let me know.
I suppose you could buy guns or something to commit terrorism with.
Are terrorists having a problem getting guns right now?
I don't know. Usually they get them from the FBI, from what I can tell.
I would need all this fertilizer and the detonation caps at the same time as with who knows?
It could also push authorities to launch a broad crackdown on other technologies, as well as that law enforcement considers it an impediment to its work. And if the potential harm from a marketplace seems limited to you, consider what could happen from the combination with this technology with artificial intelligence. As AI evolves, even tech visionaries like Microsoft's Bill Gates and Tesla's Elon Musk have expressed concern over the ability of humans to control the outcome, especially if machines are eventually able to think autonomously. Now apply Open Bazaar's decentralized and police-resistant model to this, and you have a recipe for disaster. Machines with free will and the ability to communicate with each other under the human radar. Maybe an Isaac Asimov-inspired fantasy at
what?
One time. Yes, it's super paranoid. And this is hardly an impossible scenario.
I kind of missed it. Can you, rehash this whole point? I kind of missed it. You went over it, and I just... It's just coming so far out of left field that I kind of missed exactly what you're saying.
He's claiming that the Open Bazaar decentralized system could somehow combine with artificial intelligence to give machines the ability to communicate under human radar and therefore do something awful. It seems pretty paranoid.
They're going to send one of them back in time to assassinate the leader of the human resistance before...
I don't know what the hell I just heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe this is in Fortune magazine.
Fortune magazine spelling out. They're like, we're going to do product placement for Terminator Genesis by writing a story about what could happen on Open Bazaar.
I got to say, the new Terminator looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it does.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 686-2237.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes with fatty meals. Can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Open Bazaar, which this article has gone in a bizarre fashion. the
bizarre and stupid fashion. Yeah,
the Fortune magazine story here where this guy has gone off the rails into paranoia, where he believes that the Open Bazaar technology, which is a decentralized marketplace technology, and I'm very interested to see what their status is, because I did try out Open Bazaar several months ago, and, you know, it kind of worked. But it was one of those things where it was a little tricky to get it up and operational, and so it definitely needed some work. And maybe they put that work in at this point. It's getting some press. And Fortune's a fairly big deal. Like, this is a big magazine. And whoever's writing this is probably not, at least I hope he's not Fortune's tech writer in this case. Because S. Kumar, as he is cited here over at Fortune, is claiming that Open Bazaar's decentralized market technology, when combined with artificial intelligence, he believes could result in AI that can communicate beyond human radar. Which, by the way, as you were pointing out, Johnson, please point out on the air. You pointed out
if AI becomes self-aware and, you know, can think and interact as he's talking about, then what would stop them from not only writing this software themselves, these AI, right, but also just speaking in cryptography? Like, let's just say that they speak in, you know, 1,024-bit encrypted communication that would take the average human 1,000 years to decrypt even a single word of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the first word out of their mouth is their each robot's PGP key. like, hello. You know, like, oh, okay. Now we're speaking encrypted.
It really does show how ludicrous this is. You can't, I mean, you can't create Skynet for AI. If AI wants to create Skynet, they'll create Skynet.
They'll create it overnight, too. I mean, if you get to the point where, you know, the singularity has happened, which is the idea of computers becoming more intelligent than humans, to the point where the computers can then upgrade themselves. Their capacity for intelligence has gone beyond humanity.
I think there's still physical limitations in actually construction times. I mean, the computer has to get a control of a lab that's capable of, you know, assembling microchips and then designing their own microchips that
but
are
as far
better.
As upgrading software is concerned, they could do that in an
They
instant.
Could do that at a university lab with a robot arm while the professors are at home sleeping.
Sure, but what I'm saying is it takes time to actually build those chips and then rebuild the chips and then build the chips to iterate in order to make a machine that
is you're talking about as far as how they would make the hunter-killer machines that are shooting you like raining death from above. That's going to take at least a few weeks.
No, that'll be instantly because they already exist. They just capture every single United States government drone.
Yeah, there is that.
Oh, yeah, there is that. The HKs already exist. Sorry, guys.
They're not as big yet, though.
But they do shoot basically mini nukes.
Terminator. So, you know. Wait, they're shooting mini nukes out of drones already?
They could. If they wanted to load them up they have the ammo for shooting that type of rocket.
I think I would imagine the drones get loaded manually, would be my guess. That they're not
by
getting
humans.
Yeah, they're not getting loaded by robots.
Yeah, but there are enough robots that exist that maybe they could just take over one base. They take over the Google cars on.
Hold on. So crazy that it's not worth discussing.
Got a little bit more to say. He says the point is, but the larger trend it could spawn. To be fair, peer-to-peer networks that facilitate illicit transactions.
Exactly. All these robots could be selling each other drugs and getting high. Well, shame on you, robots.
Will continue to exist regardless of any controls, but the support and deep coffers of the venture capital community could help Open Bazaar attain scale faster than usual. That could make this small startup bigger and deadlier than Silk Road before people even realize what's happening. And by the way, the claim that Silk Road is somehow deadly. Look, it's just a computer program that allowed people to buy and sell things over the internet. The people who got high off of Silk Road, you know, buying drugs on the Silk Road, could just as easily have overdosed. In fact, would likely be more likely to overdose had they bought those same drugs in the regular black market. But nonetheless.
Just imagining like a Cheech robot. Hey, man, this is some pretty good stuff.
As the technology evolves, the sector needs to think of ways to police itself. While most large companies in the space have yet to figure out how to do that without compromising their users' rights and interests, their centralized technologies do provide the possibility of accountability. Open Bazaar, on the other hand, is predicated on the very lack of oversight, so hoping for anything other than chaos is naive. Unless, of course, the company figures out and implements crucial safeguards. So he's very scared. Very, very scared.
It's a scary world for people who don't understand technology. I don't understand it either, but I figure whatever is going to happen is going to happen. If somebody's going to create AI, there's no law you're going to pass to stop them. Old, out-of-touch men who believe the internet travels through tubes are not going to stop AI from being created.
This guy's clearly racist against robots. That's what it sounds like. He's just afraid of those people.
So I'm not, you know, you can't be worried. You can't live your life in fear. This is ridiculous.
So I love the Open Bazaar concept. I hope that it, you know, comes out swinging soon. I'm not sure what their release status is. That's, I think, worth a closer look to see what's going on with them. They haven't been arrested yet, so that's a good sign as well. And ultimately, they'll have some level of plausible deniability because they can't, the way they're building this, they won't have the ability to shut down. Somebody, if you want to go on there and sell all manner of drugs or guns or whatever, they would, in theory, not be able to stop you from doing that. And the government isn't going to like it. But I don't know if they're going to be able to stop it. Like, even if they arrest the guys who are running Open Bazaar, once the, it's sort of like Bitcoin, once the idea is out there, can it be even stopped? Can it even be shut down? As long as people are running the software on thousands of computers worldwide, if they put the originators of the software in jail, does that stop Open Bazaar? Yeah, it might stop it from being developed further. Or maybe it'll be open source. I don't know.
I'm certain it would be open source, and then new developers would jump on board. Mm-hmm. These guys would just put the bones together, and then that's it. I don't think that I don't know that they can go after these guys necessarily.
Well, they'll probably try.
They've just created a program.
Well, that is what Ross Ulbricht did with the Silk Road, but he created the mushroom
website.
Yeah,
and
that's a program. He coded that.
Yeah, I think it's a little different than creating it and hosting it and all those things. It was clear and obvious what his intention was.
Yeah, and he was profiting from that too, which is another factor. Ross Ulbricht was getting, I don't know what the percentage was. I think it was 4-6% or something like that. Some amount of each sale was coming into the operations of the Silk Road. For those that don't know, the Silk Road was an underground marketplace, probably the most infamous of these darknet markets, and it has been since shut down, and Ross Ulbricht has been put in prison. Other operators of other markets like Silk Road 2.0 have also gone down in flames. So really, it's pretty clear that this is the next step. That decentralizing underground marketplaces is the solution to protect the operators of these things and to protect the buyers and the sellers even further. Now, the buyers and the sellers in the Silk Road generally are unmolested by the government. There were thousands of them on the Silk Road, and most of those people are still out there operating on the other markets. So they just took their operations and they moved to the other places. And similarly, some of those guys that are on these other markets are going to move into Open Bazaar, and then maybe it'll never get shut down. Because that's what the problem is right now with these online marketplaces, these underground marketplaces, is you never know when they're going to close their doors, either because the feds have raided them or because the whole thing was a setup from the beginning and it was run by people who just wanted to get a bunch of bitcoins and, you know, in their system by the users and then take the money and scoot. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free and bring up anything. The number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to get on with us there, and you will sound pretty great like Neil did when he called in on Skype earlier. You do need to send a contact request first, but once you've accomplished that, we'll approve it as soon as we notice it. And then once it's approved, you're good to go to get on the air with us.
So Peacekeeper is launching an Indiegogo campaign for Peacekeeper 2.0. Last year they released Peacekeeper 1.0, and it was the world's first alternative to dialing 911. It was a hit, but there were some problems. Limited features, persistent bugs, a lack of real network. They've spent the past 6 months learning from the first step. I guess that's how it is with any software. And they've learned that it doesn't work. They learned what doesn't work and what does work and how to build on it. Peacekeeper 2.0 has the potential to be world-changing. They're creating new features like a verified network of peacekeepers that you can call in an emergency. No longer will you have to just rely on your groups or alliances or dialing 911. Now every peacekeeper in the area is potentially an ally. They're hiring a new developer to create a powerful bug-free system. They're renovating their marketing, and they're hoping to bring in 100,000 users next year to show the state what real change looks like. They need your help. Peacekeeper is more than an app. It's a movement, and it really is a movement. It's a revolutionary system designed to change the status quo. It's a tool that will allow ordinary people to stand up and be heroes. It's a fast, flexible alert system that can help you keep safe better than dialing 911. Peacekeeper can change the world, and you can help by contributing to their Indiegogo campaign today at pk.freetalklive.com. What it is it allows, in an emergency, it allows you to dial some, to use an app to get locals in your area to help you faster, likely, than the professionals. If you want to see Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means, contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today. pk.freetalklive.com.
All right, so Mark, you wanted to talk about Rand Paul, and he's got some sort of plan for a tax deal or something like that.
Yep.
What's going on?
We posted it actually on the Facebook page, too.
You posted it. I did not.
Yes. Well, we, the Facebook mod folks, all right?
Okay.
I posted it in my role as the...
I would not post something about Rand Paul.
I know.
Please don't include me in your... Unless it was something, like really amazing that he's done.
I think you've got a real axe to grind on him because he's got the last name of his dad. If this was any other politician who was proposing this. I mean, remember Steve Forbes and his flat tax?
No, not really. I don't really care about that.
I was pretty excited about that back then. And this is the kind of thing that can draw people into a movement.
Is it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
His dad certainly did. And anyway, what his new tax...
Well, his dad had principles.
Well, what does that mean? His dad wasn't perfect?
No, he wasn't
on the
perfect,
liberty issues?
But he was darn close to perfect.
I understand. So he's more perfect than Rand in your estimation.
Yeah, Rand's not even close. Not even a shadow.
Well, that's because he doesn't speak the way his dad does.
Yeah.
But Rand's votes are quite good.
Okay, that's good.
So, I mean, you can look at Ron's votes and
say... I'll
give
you credit that Rand Paul is the lesser of the evils on the Republican side.
Yeah, and the only election that counts coming up is the Republican primary. It looks to me like the Democratic one is a foregone conclusion. I could be wrong. So, therefore, that's what I see is I don't have the choice of a perfect candidate in the Republican primary. I'll take the best one. What he says here is, I actually got this in an email, I just cut it out of it. His new tax plan is the fair and flat tax. So he takes both the names and combines them. It's the largest tax cut in American history. You like that?
Whatever. I don't pay taxes.
An estimated $2 trillion will be returned to American families in the first 10 years. Would you like the government to have more money or less?
I'll believe it when I see it, Mark.
Well, obviously he has to get elected in order to implement it.
I'm pretty sure he would need Congress to do something, too, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, presidents just can't pass a tax plan.
They can stop things from happening, though. A president is a great person to have in place if you want to have smaller government because they can prevent bigger government programs from going through. They're a really great stopgap.
We're still waiting on that.
Yeah. Well, yes, we are, because libertarians won't get behind the most liberty-oriented candidate out there.
There's plenty of libertarians behind him. I don't know why, but they are.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Why aren't you?
Because he has no principles.
It's not that he doesn't have principles. He doesn't say...
Let's just say he doesn't talk about principles. If he has them, he does not explain them to people, and he does not promote the ideas of liberty, and so therefore he's useless to me.
Yeah, you want a mouthpiece.
Political campaigns are about opening people's minds to the ideas of liberty, not tricking them into it, which is, if you believe the claims of the Rand Paul supporters, the claim is that, he's really secretly a libertarian. He's secretly an anarchist, but he just can't say those things because he needs to get elected so then he can bring in anarchy in the back door or whatever. And I don't believe it for a moment.
Sounds like porn.
I don't believe it for a moment. And if he is a liar, then that's reason enough not to support the guy.
Flat. 14.5% rate. I wonder why it was 14.5. Why not 15%? Why not 14%? 14.5% rate for all individuals and businesses. Now, a lot of people are upset about businesses, corporations, offshoring accounts and that sort of thing. This would prevent that to some extent because it would keep a rate low enough that they would be willing to move money into the country. This is an instance where the corporate tax
rate... Why would you want to move your money back into the country if you're paying nothing on it outside of the country?
The evidence is that corporations, when the tax rate is lowered, are more likely to bring money in.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. Look, I don't know. I'm not an expert at this stuff.
Let's see. Am I paying 0% or 14.5%?
Well, they have little tricks, and I don't know why it is that they do what they do.
All
precisely.
Right.
Fair. Completely eliminates...
No, it's not. It's a tax.
The FICA tax on workers. So there will be no more of that stuff that's taken out of your paycheck, and that way you pay 14.5%, and that's what you pay.
It's never fair when someone takes money from you at the force of violence, at the threat of violence.
I understand the taxation is theft. I get it. But would you rather be stolen from less or stolen from more?
I would prefer to not be stolen from.
I understand. You don't get that choice. You want to go to Liberland?
Not yet.
That's where the Croatian police will knock you in your frickin' head one good time and drag you off into some dark cell.
They'll do the same thing to you if you don't pay taxes often enough.
That's the truth.
Here in the U.S.
A plan to eliminate all corporate welfare. No more subsidies or handouts.
Yeah, that's going to go nowhere.
Why?
Welcome to Washington, D.C. Guess who donates to these political campaigns? First and foremost, it's corporations. And if you think that corporate welfare is going to go away, even if Rand Paul gets elected, you're fooling yourself. Again, he's just a politician making you promises, Mark. And you're like, oh, my God, no corporate welfare.
Look, I don't believe that he can pull all these things off either.
That's good. But let's go to David, who's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, I really pretty much take the position that when we pay taxes, we're fixing our stuff. We're fixing our roads. We're fixing our libraries.
No, you're not. I don't know if you've driven on the roads recently, but at least here in New Hampshire, they're awful.
Well, if you got
and you get to fix these roads by force. Someone gets to point a gun at your head to fix the road because no one could fix a road without the government.
So, in paying attention to these tax dodgers and thinking specifically of Scott Walker up there in Wisconsin, this guy is...
Is that the governor?
He's just, yeah, he's trying to cut the budget. He wants a third of a billion to come out of the universities of Wisconsin. Think of it. A third of a billion dollars.
What does that mean? That right now a third of a billion is going, as far as tax dollars, going into the universities, and he wants that to stop?
Yeah. And he wants to cut it so badly that basically they're going to have to sell the assets of the state of Wisconsin in order to break even. And who's going to be there to scoop
who's
it
gonna
up?
Who's going to sell that? The universities?
It's happening all over the country.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. He wants to pull tax money out of the state universities.
Yeah.
And that would require who to sell things. The universities are going to have to start selling their buildings. No, they won't. They'll just have to increase their tuition.
They should just give the universities away to the universities themselves, create their own little boards, and then they can run a business without being subsidized by the government.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I support pulling government money out of universities. Let's have the universities setting their own prices so we actually know what education costs so people can decide whether or not they really want to do it.
But I want to go into debt for the rest of my life. Yeah. Before it doesn't exist anymore.
Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us even in these remaining moments. You tell us how you feel about Rand Paul. I'm sure this is not going to be the last time he's discussed in this presidential campaign season, because some libertarians are just all a flutter. They've got the vestas about Rand Paul.
He said this won't be the last time he's discussed, and the first thing that I think is this probably won't be the last time that I'm disgusted
by him. Yeah. So now Mark is outlining his plan to tax you here, and we'll continue that, because I think there was more.
Tax
right,
you
Mark?
Less.
855-450-FREE. So you can comment on that. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind.
That
as
sounds
well.
Like a medication that I'd like to take. Taxulous.
So let's jump back into that here. But first, I want you to know about the AMP program. If you want to voluntarily support Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations, just got a signed agreement from a new station today. I'm not going to tell you which one, but it's in California. And it will be live. And weekdays. But that's all I can say right now, because I don't like to jinx it before we get a station on the air. So they should be on with us in the next couple few weeks, and then we'll let you know more. But it's because of the AMP program is why we're able to effectively reach out to radio stations all around the country and spread the ideas of freedom. It was actually one of our guys that we pay to help us promote Free Talk Live. He's like a radio industry veteran who has been around forever in the talk radio business, and everybody knows who he is, and they go to him. Like, program directors will turn to him when they need programming, and we're one of the stable of shows that he has. He's got big-name shows like Cigar Dave and Gun Talk as well, and so we're up there in the sort of, you know, what's the house one, the repair show? I'm spacing on that.
Money
right
Pit.
Now. The Money Pit, yes. He's got those guys, too. And so when program directors need programming, they turn to this guy, Skip, and Skip sends him over to me, and he pretty much closed this deal for me. I mean, I made the phone call, and I sent the agreement to this guy. But, I'm excited about it. It's going to be weekdays. And so, again, that's money that comes from the AMP program that goes to Skip, and he sends us these really hot leads for new radio stations. That's one of the ways that we spend the AMP money. The other ways is, like, by doing outreach to stations, advertising within the talk radio business, going to talk radio conventions, which we just went to one last week in New York City, where we're schmoozing it up with the bigwigs. So you guys make that possible. You're making the expansion possible. Of the 150-plus radio stations we have, I would say 140 of them are probably on board because of the AMP program. roughly. And there are a few of them that our network has brought on board, and otherwise it's really thanks to listeners like you for helping promote and advertise Free Talk Live. So please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks. You'll get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun. And you do it for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard through our website. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Carlos is in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark. Hello, Carlos.
Hey guys,
welcome.
Rand Paul, I hate to hear you like pretty much bash him all the time. I mean, he is like the best chance that we have, better than Ron Paul, I think, even though.
What, you know, better than Ron Paul?
No, we're hosed.
Chance. No, better chance. Hold on now.
Right. No, so what you're saying is we're hosed.
Yeah, I mean, I love Ron Paul. I worked on both his campaigns, 08 and 12. But I mean, I'm not going to be like actively out there for Rand Paul, but I am going to vote for him. I'm going to say positive things about him. And just to.
Yeah, it's hard to say positive things about someone who's a liar, right? I mean, if he's truly a liberty-minded person, but doesn't actually talk about those ideas, then that makes him dishonest. And how I could get behind somebody like that. I've acknowledged when he gets it right, like when he does something like, filibuster, which actually turned out to not really be a filibuster. There was some sort of technicality that didn't make it a filibuster. But, you know, he tried to do something, and maybe that was a good thing.
Mark said, you know, what would you rather have? You know, a lot of taxes or less taxes? And I'd rather have the less taxes. But anyway, that aside, guys, I just booked a flight for New Hampshire coming out next weekend, me and one of my friends. So can't wait to see you guys there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live. You're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the only reason I come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you should move up to New Hampshire for the Free State Project if you love Free State.
Why? It's full of people who are in the political process. Why would you want to be around a bunch of liars who are going to use the political process to fix things?
People are lying in New Hampshire. I feel like the New Hampshire
thing.
Yeah.
anybody thinking about going to Pork Fest, do it. I'm coming from Florida, so no excuses.
Awesome.
Everybody there.
Thanks, Carlos, for the call tonight.
Carlos is a smart caller. When you guys start yelling at each other, he's just like, I just want to say one more thing. That is how you get heard on this radio show. Good job. I'm impressed.
So, Ian, I mean, I don't understand why you have
why
such a problem.
Why are you saying the New Hampshire politicians are lying, Mark? I feel like the Liberty folks here are very honest
you
people.
You don't pay that much attention to the politicians anyway. You have developed a relationship with them before. I'm not claiming that you don't. You don't pay attention once they get in there. You'll go and you'll testify, but you're not talking to these politicians.
Sure,
the fact is that they're making deals. They have to make deals. That's what politics is.
Did they lie to get into office? You called them liars. Did they lie to get into office, and who has lied?
No one
is.
They're not asking. They're not asking somebody who's running for state rep to give a whole big plank on their tax plan or anything like that. That's kind of how that's kind of how politics goes. How do you claim that Rand Paul's lying?
Well, there are people. I'm not saying I know for sure he's lying. Either he's telling the truth.
You said, well, why would you want a liar?
Yeah, that's right. Because the people who support Rand Paul, many of them, are claiming that he's just being dishonest because he really believes in liberty, but he has to tell lies in order to get elected so he can then bring liberty to all of America.
Do you think that
if he was right, then he's a liar.
Do you think that if he was as principled as his father, or maybe even more so, as some people have alleged, do you think that he would have a chance? By speaking,
I don't care.
I know you don't, and that's what I wanted you to say. I, Ian Freeman, don't give a flip if somebody
right,
who's more liberty-oriented gets into the political process because I don't give a
I don't care about progress.
I
gave money to Ron Paul because he spread the ideas of liberty.
I know you do.
I'm sorry, Mark. You know, you can't backdoor liberty here in the United States. You're not going to be able to sneak it in under the radar. Even if by some miracle your boy Rand Paul gets elected, he's not going to be able to sneak in freedom into the United States government. It's not going to happen until the people in America are ready for these ideas. And Rand Paul certainly isn't advocating for the ideas of liberty. But until the people are ready for the ideas, it's never going to happen. So you're just throwing money down a hole if you're giving money to Rand Paul, as far as I'm concerned, because he's not promoting the ideas of liberty. He's only promoting Rand Paul.
Well, Rand Paul, as far as I can tell, is the best option in the Republican primary.
Whoopie doo.
Right.
I mean,
Rand
Paul's the best option.
Rand Paul's, you know, he's more willing to compromise on immigration and health care. You know, he
His father was not great on immigration.
Yeah,
please
was.
Don't think for a second.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty good.
And,
no,
you
he
know,
wasn't.
Rand Paul does things like endorse Mitt Romney, you know, like stuff like that. He's, you know, friends with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. And didn't Rand Paul also say that he would stand behind whoever the Republican nominee is?
I believe he did that in 2012, right?
I don't know. He's saying that now.
Okay.
I believe he's saying that now. But Ron Paul wouldn't do that.
He's paying his dues. He's not a third-party guy. Ian, you're a third-party guy, and you're like, wah, how come they won't let us in? Rand Paul realizes it's a waste of time. What's that?
How come who won't let who?
The third party's candidates will never be able to get into a good debate with the regular major parties.
I don't care, Mark. I don't care about national politics.
Rand Paul's voted for sanctions on Iran. You know,
where are you getting this from? What's the source?
The source for this is IVN.us. I'm not sure, but they just kind of put together a list of all these facts that are how Rand Paul is different from Ron Paul, which I found to be a good list. I mean, there are other lists out there, and I've certainly, if I went through, I could put together my own list of articles that I've compiled over the years about Rand Paul. But, you know, he's
the difficulty is she says a lot of different things, but his votes are much more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Than what he says, because he's trying to get elected, like they all are. Like, I mean, it's just field full of politicians.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
During his campaign for Senate, Rand Paul said it was reckless to take nuclear weapons off the table in certain circumstances regarding Iran.
Mm.
So he kind of
he's just Snowden.
Floating the idea. Yeah, we don't need to take it off the table. The idea that we nuke Iran.
Well, what if Iran?
Don't take that off the table.
Fires a nuke here. Why would you want to take it off the table?
Okay.
Mutual destruction, worldwide abomination.
Okay.
Weapons. That'd be nice.
Well, they are a great deterrent. You know, the guy with the gun is the one who doesn't get generally attacked.
Rand Paul is more likely to talk about religion. That's another difference between him and Ron Paul, apparently.
Not to say Ron Paul wasn't religious.
Right.
Certainly was.
But Rand Paul has spoken to numerous faith-based groups, you know, is spreading his views about just war. So, you know, very dogmatic. And
it doesn't take long to pick this guy apart.
Righteous.
I mean, he's, like I said, if he's being honest, okay, so I'm not saying for sure he's a liar. I don't know. But many of his supporters believe he is lying and covering up for being a true anarcho-capitalist or a true libertarian or whatever. And if he's telling the truth, then that means he's not a libertarian. And if he's lying, then that means he's not worth supporting because he's dishonest.
And he's worth supporting because he's the best option.
Rand Paul also said that he does not support the legalization of drugs like marijuana.
And we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.